I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. For children who've lost everything, stability and consistency are vital. Though many organizations have tried to provide those over the years, lack of funding and resources often stops them short. That's been a challenge for Tent Schools International, an organization that helps provide educational opportunities for children in refugee camps in Lebanon. Tent Schools, Dale Dielman.
One of the challenges for the teachers that we work with is that they are Christian working in the refugee camps, and they see this as a mission, so they are very committed to being there, but they also have families and they need that support financially as well as through prayer and through some resources and things like that just to keep things going on a daily basis.
And to learn how God is working and how you can help, visit missionnews.org. And the goal of the Great Commission is to see lives transformed by the gospel. Today we share the story of Paul, a man we recently met at Missio Nexus. Paul grew up in a traditional Hindu family in India, and his mother told him the stories of their gods. But in school, his history teacher was also impacting his spiritual life.
She taught me about Christ as a part of our lesson. So when she shared about Jesus Christ, she told us that Jesus was died on the cross.
His heart was deeply impressed. Paul decided to follow Jesus, but didn't quite know what that meant. Finally, he got his hands on the full Bible. And through fierce study, he learned what Christ's sacrifice truly meant. After that, he couldn't keep his faith to himself. You can read the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.